طبعا هو يقولون لك الى الايه كيف خلق الله عز وجل سيد. Do they not see towards the camel how Allah عز وجل created it? So in this ayat Allah has shifted his method of speech. In the beginning ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Jannat and Jahannam, and now Allah عز وجل is saying that you did not see towards the camel how Allah created it. So Imam Razi rahimahullah mentions the reason is because if a person wants to identify, recognize Allah Azza wa Jal, then he needs to look at the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Once a person accepts Allah, then he will accept Akhirah. Then he will accept all these things about two groups of people. So in this ayat Allah says, look towards my creation. And then you will find and realize that there is a creator. As we know the famous statement, that there was once a Bedouin, he was walking, and then he said that al-ba'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir wal-ruf ala al-hamir. That he said that the droppings of a camel, they show that there was once a camel that walked past. That the droppings of a donkey, it shows that there was a donkey. Wa'atharu al-aqdam ala al-masir. And footprints show that there was once a person who walked past. Then he said, the Bedouin, the simple man, he goes, then فَسَمَاءُ ذَاتُ أَبْرَاجٍ. That if there's these skies, Allah has made with the stars, and the earth, وَالْأَرْضُ ذَاتُ فِجَاجٍ. Allah has made the earth with valleys, and He has made the seas, وَالْأَبْحَارُ ذَاتُ أَمْوَاجٍ. The skies have the waves, the seas have waves. Does this not denote towards Allah? Does this not show that there is a creator? أَمَّا تَدُلُّ عَلَى الصَّالِحِ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ. Can we not see that these signs show Allah Azza wa Jalla? So in this ayat, Allah says, look towards the camel. And you will see the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah explains that a camel is such a creation of Allah, such an animal, where there is no comparison in the Arab world. It is one of the largest animals they had in the Arab world. They did not have the elephants there, they had this camel. Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah explains that the camel can eat anything. It can survive in the desert, it can eat the shrubs, the grass, it can survive anywhere. It can carry the water of 7 days. And it is such an animal where Allah has blessed it with two knees. So it can, even though it's very high, a person does not need a ladder to climb up the camel. The camel goes down. So this is the greatness of this Allah's creation. Allah has created the camel. So Allah is telling us to look at these creations. Together with this, we can learn the qualities of this camel. When it comes to the hadith, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Al-mu'minuna hayyinuna layyinun. Al-mu'min, a believer, is very soft. He's very simple. He's very soft. He's like Jamil al-Anif. He's like a camel. A submissive camel. A humble camel. In qida in qada. Wa in unikha istanaqa ala safratin. But if you tell a camel to walk, it walks. If you tell it to sit down, it sits down. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a mu'min is like a camel. He's not a hard person. You have to force him. And he's stubborn. And he's a proud person. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he is like a camel. If it's told to sit, it will sit. If it's told to go, carry on, it will carry on. The next ayat, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Allah says we should ponder over three more things. Allah says ponder over towards the, look towards the skies. كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ, how Allah has elevated the skies. Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling all of us to look towards the skies to see Allah's creation. And this Allah also spoke about in Surah Al-Mulk. That look towards the skies. And we should all ask ourselves, that when was the last time we looked towards the skies, the Asman, when did we look towards the skies? This is a command of Allah. Allah is saying, look towards the skies. Look towards the moon, look towards the stars. This is the creation a person looks at, and he wonders and he is amazed at the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. Allah says, look towards the mountains. How Allah has put them firm in the ground. They have been fixed in the ground. Just the same word Allah used in the same surah, Nasiba. It is stuck to the ground, firm to the ground. These are the mountains Allah is saying, look towards. And Allah Azza wa Jal, in this ayat He spoke about Akhirat, and now He speaks about the mountains in the dunya. To show us that in the Akhirat, the mountains won't be fixed. In the dunya they are fixed, but in akhirat they will be suirat, they will be moving, they will be out of their place. The whole world will, the system will change. Allah says, وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Look towards the ground. How Allah has spread the earth. Look towards this great creation of Allah, the earth. This word sutihat, to spread out, the Mufassirun, the ulama mentioned, it comes from the word sathun. And sathun means a roof. So Allah said...
Sorry, brother. So, card, BQB288 is blocking the way. Any of you brothers? Thank you. Jazakallah, brother. Sorry.
So Allah Azza wa Jal said that He made the earth a sutihat. He has made it, spread it out. But the word sutihat means, the root word comes from the word sathun, which means a roof. It shows that the earth will be a roof for us. That when we go into the ground, the dirt will be covering us. So one day, once the earth was our floor, our bedding, and one day it will be our roof, it will go on top of us. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, remind. You are but a reminder. You are only a muzakkir. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot force anyone. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارَ لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. You cannot force anyone into the deen. You are just a reminder. You can only remind these people. You cannot force anyone. Your job is just to, your responsibility to remind with these signs. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْتِرْ. You are not upon them like a guard, a person who is, can force anyone. This is not your responsibility. These ayats were because in Makkah the Muslims were in the minority and they could not defend themselves. Mufassirun mentioned these ayats became mansukh. They became abrogated because of the ayat of Qital. When they went to Medina, then the Muslims had more power, then they had to defend themselves physically. So this was in the time of Makkan period. إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّى وَكَفَرْ فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرِ. But the person who turns away, tawalla, wakafar, and he makes kufr with Allah Azza wa Jal. He disbelieves in Allah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allah will give him an adab. Allah will give him a torture, a punishment. Al-adab al-akbar, a very large punishment. So this is to console Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The old Nabi of Allah, they swear at you, they speak hard to you, they abuse you. So Nabi Allah Azza wa Jal says, do not worry, these people, they will get their recompense in the Akhirat. Inna ilayna iyabahum, thumma inna alayna hisabahum. And in the end, Allah Azza wa Jal says that inna ilayna iyabahum, towards us is our the iyab. Iyab means the last return, the final return. That for every single person, these disbelievers, these believers, everyone, their final return is back to Allah. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. Then upon us, it is lazim upon us, it is necessary upon us, the hisab. Now when a person goes back to Allah, it will be the hisab. The checking, the exam papers will be checked in the Akhirat. So this is, again, Allah Azza wa Jal is consoling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That they doing wrong to you, O Nabi of Allah, do not worry, when they come back to me, then will be the final hisab. So this is the surah which we have completed, Surah Al-Ghashiya. The lessons we can learn from the surah is, number one, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about Qiyamah, Ghashiya, and the different groups of people. And we should try to be amongst that group, will be from the people of Jannah. And then how do we become from the people of Jannah? We recognize who is Allah. How do we recognize Allah? We look at the creation. And we do not make, as it comes in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَكَّرُوا فِي اللَّهِ. Look at the creation of Allah, do not ponder over Allah. Look at the creation of Allah, recognize who is your creator. This is how a person will be from the people of Jannah. Where a person looks at the creation, he can recognize who is Allah Azza wa Jal. And these are such creation, Imam Razi Rahimullah says, that there's two qualities in creation. One is shahwa and one is hikmah. One is desire and one is lesson. Allah Azza wa Jal told us to ponder over those creations which do not have shahwa, which do not have desire. But look that towards those creations which you can learn a lesson. Why? Because if a person pondered over those creations which there is beauty or desire, then you will forget about Allah and you will only concentrate upon the makhluk. Very famous alim who passed away, Mullah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, from Pakistan. He was once in making Hajj or making Umrah. So he was there in the Haram and he was with his friend. And there was many women who were making the tawaf. And they were dressed, they were Indonesian women. and they were wearing the white hijab, the white scarf, and their faces could be, you could see their faces. So then this brother with Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib told Mawlana Hakim Akhtar that, look at these beautiful women. They are like pigeons. They are so beautiful. So then Hakim Akhtar Sahib said, you can only look at the beauty, can you only see the beauty in these women? Can you not see the beauty in the Kaaba and the house of Allah? You can only look at, why do you only see the beauty in these women? So this person said, okay, I'm sorry. So the reason why this story I'm saying is because a person, you should ponder over the right things. Some people, you see them, they look towards the ghair maharim, the woman of this world, and they say, look at this creation of Allah. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking of Allah. So this is a deception. A person looks towards the creation of Allah, the skies, the earth, and he recognizes who is his creator. So Allah give us the ability to recognize Allah Azza wa Jal, bring these qualities inside of us. So last week, alhamdulillah, we had completed Adab al-Masajid, the etiquettes of the masjid, with Mufti Muhammad Shafisa rahimahullah. A very important book which shows the respect should be shown to the masajid. Where it comes in a sign of Qiyamah, we did that. وَارْتَفَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ A time will come that voices will be elevated in the masjid. People will speak about dunya inside the masjid. It comes in the narration of Ibn Hibban. People will speak about useless things inside the masjid. Once Umar radiallahu anhu was sitting inside the masjid, this is a narration of Bukhari, and he saw two people speaking inside the masjid with a very loud voice. Then Umar radiallahu anhu, he called them, and he told them, where are you from? So the two people said, we are from Taif. So then Umar radiallahu anhu said, you are lucky you are from Taif. Because if you were from Medina, then I would have punished you. I would have scolded you. Then how dare you speak loud in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a sign of Qiyamah where voices will be raised inside the masjid. People will speak about dunya inside the masjid. The ihtiram and the honor of, and the respect of the masjid will leave the hearts of people. So this is what we did last week, the etiquettes of the masajid. But this week, inshallah, we'll be starting the Kitab al-Buyu, the Masail of Business. And this is very important in Sharia, the laws of business. We won't start, inshallah, properly today, the Ahkamat. The laws will start next week. But just some important aspects of business in Islam. So once Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan Shaybani, rahimahullah, a very famous student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and he was a teacher of Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, a person came to him and said, why haven't you written a book on Zuhd? Why have you not written Kitab al-Zuhd? A book to do with leaving the world. Asceticism. To leave the world. Why haven't you written a book on this? Many other ulama have written books on Zuhd, leaving the world. Such as Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. So they asked him, why didn't you write a book on this? So Imam Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Shaybani, rahimahullah, said, I have written Kitab al-Buyu'. I have written a book of transactions. To tell him that don't think that deen is only to do with ibadat, worshipping. But Islam has got five different parts, which Ma'atanwi rahimahullah mentioned. One is ibadat. One is to do with worshipping Allah, praying salat, giving zakat, going for hajj, doing dhikr. One is mu'amalat. One is business transactions. Islam has also told us how to do our transactions in the business place. And this affects all of us, because all of us buy and sell from shops. This is the second portion. One is mu'asharat. One is to do with how we deal with other people. This is also part of our deen. How we speak with people, how we act with people. All these things come part of our deen. One is akhlaqiyat. Spiritual character of a person. A character of a person. Generosity, humbleness, tawadu. To remove pride. To regard yourself not better than anyone else. This is also part of deen. These are different portions of deen which a person has to bring inside. So the portion which we will talk about today, inshallah, will be mu'amalat, business. Business transaction in deen. In the non-Muslim world, they tried their best to make a society which has very good economics. We will see different philosophers, different people who tried to make a good doctrine, a good philosophy, a good country which has good economics. We will see such as capitalism, socialism, communism, all these different types of isms, these doctrines, ideologies. People try to solve the economic problem. But all of their solutions, the ideas, they were all had flaws. None of them were flawless. But the system of Allah is flawless because it is not man-made. It is made from Allah Azza wa Jal. The proof of this is if you look at the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. In the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who passed away 101 Hijri, he was regarded as like the fourth Khalifa. He came after the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And in his time when he was a Khalifa, Mu'abbal Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah writes that there was no person to give zakat to. Everyone was so wealthy that they went to send out people to give zakat money to. But they could not find a single person in the entire Muslim world to take the zakat. Everyone was sahib nisab. Everyone had the nisab. This was when Islam had the correct economics, the correct way of business life. And the modern world is run on riba. It is run on interest. And this brings the anger of Allah. It is a war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنْ اللَّهِ It is a war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Only two hadith or two places Allah Azza wa Jal declares war. One is with regards to riba. So a person who takes interest, Allah says, I declare war on that person. And in a hadith, Nabi said, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًا فَقَدْ عَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ A person who has enmity or has some enmity or goes against a wali of Allah, a person who goes against a friend of Allah, then Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a hadith of Qudsi, Allah says, Allah declares war on that person. Now these are two places where Allah says, you will declare war. So this is the evil of riba, of interest, where a person, he needs to buy a house. He goes to the bank. He takes a loan, 500,000. Now, he takes him 10 years to pay back that loan. By the time he pays 10 years pass, he ends up paying 600,000 back to the bank with the increase of the interest. Now, when he wants to sell his house, he needs a profit. So he sells it for 700,000. This is how inflation happens dramatically. Prices of houses increase. People go through difficulty. This is all the effects of riba. And in an Islamic society, it is not run through riba. This is why there is barakat in a person's, in an Islamic society. So inshallah, next week we'll do the ahkamat of buyu. But there are some important aspects in transactions which are just for every single person, which are insani qualities, which non-Muslims, Christians, Jews, it applies to everyone. For example, one of them is sidq. When a person does a transaction in a business place, he has to be truthful. This is for the Muslim or for the non-Muslim. This is before even we go into the laws of transaction. Where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Al-tajiru sadukul amin ma'an nabi ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada." If a person is a tajir, a businessman, a tradesman, but he is truthful and he is but amanatdari, he fulfills his promise, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said he will be raised with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He will be with the shuhada and he will be with the righteous people on the day of Qiyamah. But he has to do his transaction with truthfulness. Inna tujar yuhsharuna yawm al-qiyamati fujara. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said a businessman on the day of Qiyamah will be resurrected with the fujar, with the transgressors, those who break the commands of Allah. إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّقَى وَبَرَّ وَصَدَقَى Except that person who is taqwa, who is righteous and is truthful in his business, he will be with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the first quality. A person has to be truthful in his business place. He cannot lie. And a person who doesn't have these qualities of being truthfulness, he is treacherous. He fools people. He lies in the business place. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, آيَةُ الْمُنَافِقِ صَلَاةِ He said, the sign of a hypocrite, a munafiq, is sleep. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ When he speaks, he lies. This is the sign of a munafiq, a hypocrite. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ When he makes a wa'ada, a promise, he goes against the promise. In a business place, he maybe say, I'll pay you in 5 weeks or 10 weeks. But he breaks his promise. He might say, I'll get the goods in a few months. But he lies. So this is a sign in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said of a munafiq. Wa idha tumina khana. When he has a trust, then he makes khiyana in the trust. He misuses the trust. He's, it goes against their trust. So these are the qualities of munafiq. So inshallah, next week we'll start a book which is written by Mufti Ibrahim Desai. First, I was intending to do a book of which is called Al-Majallatul Ahkam. But when I made mashwara with my ustad, he said that do the book of Mufti Ibrahim Desai. It is a book to do with contemporary issues of business transactions, where how transactions can be done in the correct manner. And the last thing, inshallah, we finish on, is the most important aspect of buyur, of transactions, any transactions, is the condition of taradi. To both parties should be happy. Where Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْخُذُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَنْ تَرَاضٍ مِنْكُمْ. That if you have a transaction, the important condition is both parties have to be happy. One person should not be unhappy, he's upset with the transaction. If this is missing, the transaction will be not correct in Islam. It's very important that both parties have to be happy. And if any sifat or any quality comes in the transaction which leads to a fight, what they call mufzi ila al-munaza'a, it leads to a fight, then that transaction becomes fasid. It becomes terminated. It's not proper, that transaction. It is incorrect, that transaction. For example, that the amount of the money is not stipulated properly. How much money is being spent on the item? Many times the time limit is not stipulated. For example, a person says, I'll buy this item from you. And he says, when will you pay me back? He'll say, when I get time, or whenever I get a chance. This is also mufzi ila al-munaza'a. It leads to fights. It is necessary in Islam, in a transaction, you have to stipulate when you will pay back the person. You cannot just leave it mutlak open. You need to stipulate when a person will pay back that person. So inshallah, we'll continue next week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to bring these ahkama, these laws of transaction into our life, and make us from those people where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Udkhulu fi sabili kafa," intend to complete deen. And complete deen means in our business transactions, in our homes, in the masjid, in our entire life. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah, bihamdihi.